Good evening.
Good evening.
I invite you to open your Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 11. Two facts you should know about sin is, number one, don't hide your sin, and number two, the consequences to your sin. 2 Samuel chapter 11. Verse 1. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all of Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon, and besieged Rabbah, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in the evening tide that David arose off his bed, and walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman, and one said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" And David sent messengers and took her, and she came unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified for her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. And the woman conceived and sent to told David, and said, "I am with child." And David sent to Joab, saying, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was come unto him, David demanded of him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war was prospered. And David said to Uriah, "Go down to thy house, and wash thy feet." And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of meat from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of the Lord of his Lord, and went not down to his house. And when they had told David, saying, "Uriah went not down unto his house," David said unto Uriah, "Camest thou not from thy journey? Why then didst thou not go down unto thine house?" And Uriah said unto David, "The ark of Israel and Judah abide in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in open fields. shall I then go unto mine house to eat and drink, and to lie with my wife, as thou livest, as thy soul liveth, excuse me, while not do this thing?" And David said unto Uriah, "Tarry here today also, and tomorrow, and I will let thee depart." So Uriah abode in Jerusalem that day, said tomorrow. The David had called him, he did eat and drink before him. and he made him drunk. And at even he went out to lie in his bed with the servants of his Lord, but went not down to his house. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab, and it sent by hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter, saying, "Set ye Uriah in the forefront of the hotness of the battle," excuse me, "and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and die." And it came to pass, when Joab observed the city, that he assigned Uriah unto a place where he knew that valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and followed Joab. And there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Uriah your Hittite died also. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for keeping us safe. Keep us safe for the rest of this evening. And Lord, bless this message, and let everybody hear the word of your book. Amen. Yeah. Hey, Coffin. Number one, don't hide your sin. In Numbers chapter 32, 23. "But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." Psalms 51, 3. "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." That's number one, do not hide your sin. Number two, the consequences of your sin, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 10. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and taken thy wife Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and be given to them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in sight of this son. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, The Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah wife bare unto David, and was very sick. 18. And it came to pass the seventh day that the child died. Don't hide your sin. I have a story to tell. About 4 years ago, I was a little short on cash. I really didn't know what to do with the chores. I wanted to get money quickly, and I knew the bank wouldn't give a 9-year-old a loan. My sister had more money than me, and her money was right there, so I took it. Becca started looking for her money, and then she came looking for me. She saw me counting it. Here's an old country song my grandfather told me. You never count your money while sitting at the table. Now, the consequences to this, I got caught with the money in my hand. My sister didn't trust me around her stash of cash. She still doesn't. My mom found out about the whole thing. I got a spanking for it. This goes back to David. David was a warrior in battle, but never committed a murder again. The last thing, 3 points. Sin always takes you farther than you want to go. Sin keeps you there you longer want you want to stay. And it costs you more than you want to pay. Thank you for allowing me to speak tonight.
Appreciate Brother Josiah.
Amen.
Amen. It takes a lot of courage to stand, but I want you to listen to the message. We can try to hide our sin.
And you might be smarter than Josiah, not count the money where your sister can find you. No offense. You might be able to hide it from your sister. You might be able to hide it from your parents. You might be able to hide it from everybody else, but we can't hide our sin from God. He sees, he knows. And so if you got sin in your life, you need to confess it, repent of it today. The consequences of sin are always greater than you'd ever think. I love those last 3 points. Sin will take you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and sin always costs more than you're willing to pay. Sin's not to be trifled with. And I'm amazed at my ability to fall into sin. I mean, it doesn't take but a moment to go from being right with the Lord to being as wrong as you could be with the Lord. The great news is when we got sin in our life, it only takes a moment to get right back in line with the Lord. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And I want to invite you tonight, if you got any sin in your life that's unconfessed, any sin that's unrepented of, that you get it right with the Lord. Right now, while we stand together, while we sing.
Page 521.
Number 521. Anything in your life that needs to be made right with the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, would you come? Come right now while we sing.